Boker Tov, everyone. Yud Nacheshvan holding in Siman Yud Halacha Dalet. Siv Dalet, when we're going all the way to Siman Yud, Siv Yud Gimel. First Halacha in Siv Dalet. A lot of goodies here. When a person puts on tefillin, he puts on tefillin standing. The minhag of the Ben Ishchais on many of the Sfaradim, and even the Baal HaTanya and the Siddur, is to put actually the tefillin Shel Yad sitting down. And the Shel Rosh, everyone puts it on standing. When it comes to taking out your tefillin, it teaches us not to take it, not to shake it out of the pouch, but to take it with your hand and do it in a respectful way, as we mentioned, how powerful the mitzvah tefillin is. When you say the bracha, the first bracha of lehaniach, you should be careful to say lehaniach, the hay is with a comma. It actually makes a difference, because if you say lehaniach, Mishmur says, it means to leave something down, as opposed to lehaniach means I'm putting something on my hand right now. Lehaniach tefillin, and yesterday we said that the lamed has to have a dogesh, tefillin, and the reason why is because it represents a lashon of palel, as we explained, which means a proof, etc. So there's actually something so powerful just in the dikduk. Then you do what's called the zayin krichos, the seven wrappings. There's a famous the Ramosha that actually even skipped that in order that there shouldn't be any interruption between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. I know from my helek chaverim tamidim of Rabbi Eliezer, they always tell me that he said that you should actually do like a tie, meaning on the tefillin shel yad, not just wrap it on your hand. If anyone could please show me any source to that, because I couldn't find anyone that says that, even though it's a devil mistabel, because that's considered a kesher, and not just wrapping a few times around. The chaverim will help, will enlighten me. Thank you so much. Next. We also, after you put on the tefillin shel yad, then you put on the tefillin shel rosh, and on the tefillin shel rosh you say al mitzvah tefillin. However, Sfaradim do not make this bracha; they just say laniach. After a person put the mitzvah, the tefillin on a person's head, they should say Baruch Hashem Kol Machus Olonim. But the Mishmur says to be careful not to say it before you completely put the tefillin shel rosh, and the tefillin shel rosh also, again, the brachas always have to be before the action of the mitzvah. It's called oivir la'asiyasan. The reason why I say b'shem kol mechuzonim, because it's a suffix whether you should be making the second bracha or not. I heard b'shem from my Rebbe, b'shem of Yaakov Kamenetsky, that he would not say it right away. He would say certain things in front, so it wouldn't look like you're almost purposely saying a bracha levatala. After a person put on the tefillin shel rosh, then he does the wrappings of the, what's called the three wrappings around his middle finger, which is the one on the middle joint and two on the lower joint, and there's different customs when it comes to that. And we already said that a sfaradi does not make a mitzvah. Okay, next halacha is a kshaltam le'ois al yadecha, and then ve'yitotvaz b'nech is what the pasuk says. And therefore, this big chiddush is that this is in sifei. Therefore, if a person took out the tefillin shel rosh first, even though we said that usually you're not allowed to be ma'avel mitzvahs, but here you should be ma'avel mitzvahs, which means that you have to put on the tefillin shel yad first and then the tefillin shel rosh. And the kiddush says just cover the tefillin shel rosh temporarily and put on the tefillin shel yad. No chatitzas, you can't have any interaction between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, meaning between your flesh. The Ben Ishchai speaks about also the straps, the Echavidas, one of my favorite shoes in the Echavidas, where he quotes a Chabin Rebbe that initially when it came to the watch, right, people have always a question, can you have a watch while you're wearing tefillin? And really, initially he said no, but then he said that the real concern is only by the straps where you're making the kesher, not the straps around your arm. But nevertheless, it's better to not have any chatzitza there. When it comes to also hair, the kids warns us to make sure that your hair is not too long when it comes to your front hair, because if you have what's called the bloiris, which today it's just called the chup, too much hair, so then first of all, it has an expression of haughtiness. You're too cool. You have to be cool Yisrael, but not too cool. And it could be a shayla of chatzitza because the tefillin is not going to be properly placed on your head. So hence, it's good to have a shorter haircut when it comes to your front of your hair. Se'if Zayin, Tefillin Shel Yad, the actual Yud should be always somewhat connected to the bais. This is really a pisoid. And that's why some people use a gid, a sinew, to make sure it's always connected to what's called to the bais. Now, the Yud has to be the tzadalet towards your heart, which means the ma'abalt is a part of the tefillin where the strap is going through, has to be positioned up, meaning it's a heart closer to your head. And the other part is facing the lower part of your arm. And hence, you have the yud Right, because remember you have Hashem's name on the tefillin, you have Sheen, and then you have and you have the Dalet in the back of it, and then you have the Yud, which is on the tefillin Sheliyad. It's very powerful, and therefore you have to make sure that all these things are connected. When it comes to Shas Hadchak, a person stuck and he's a lefty and he's borrowing tefillin, so then he should turn it over in a way that the Yud is still facing his heart, which means it's on the right side of his arm. Seif Ches, one is not supposed to speak between tefillin Sheliyad and tefillin Shelos because it's Okshatem Lois Aleidech V'Hoyu. That means it has to be what's called Havaya Achas, one existence of tefillin Sheliyad and tefillin Shelos. Therefore, a person should not even do any remise bein of squinting and anything with a person's face either. It creates an interruption. If a person hears Amen, meaning a bracha being said by someone else in tefillin, and he's in between tefillin Sheliyad and tefillin Shelos, this is such an interesting question. And there's a major dispute whether you could or not. The Kitzel Paskins, you could. Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't. And I once heard a beautiful Eitzah of B'Shem the Ben Yishchai to do it, just be Mehara, think about it. Because Miman of Shach Pes and Tosis, Maseches Brachas, it's not so for now, it's a Geshmak of Tosis that says you should be Mehara by Kedusha if you're davening, right? If you're davening Shemunas and hear Kedusha. So this way, Machshava Teva. So it's mitzvah for the toy, it's mitzvah for the maisa. And if it's a bad machshava, it's not going to count anyway, so you're safe. Okay, next. Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. If a person is putting on tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, then then a person still should not interrupt, but he's allowed to answer for Kaddish and Kedusha. Interesting that the Baal HaTanya says even between tefillin, even on regular tefillin of Rashi, you could interrupt between tefillin Shiyad and tefillin Shorosh. This is what he writes in his Siddur. No one yet told me from my Chabad friends to tell me, do they usually follow the Siddur or they follow when there's a steer contradiction between the two? I think someone sent me something, but it wasn't clear to me which way to go. If tests, if a person makes a mistake and actually speaks between Tefillin Sheliyad and Tefillin Shelos, then what he should do is he should move around a little bit the Tefillin Sheliyad, make a bracha again, Lehaniach, and then afterwards put on the tefillin shel rosh and make al mitzvahs. Very interesting that if a person first of all stopped because he needed to ask a question about how to put on the tefillin, that's not a problem. If a person is Friday in such a case where he's spoken between that, so since he doesn't make a bracha al mitzvahs to him, but here is when he would actually make a bracha on the tefillin shel rosh. Kavana, see if you, the kids, it reminds us that we're wearing tefillin. This is the key point. We're wearing four parshiyos that speak about the oneness of Hashem and Yetzias Mitzrayim. We put on tefillin connected to live on the Mayach, our heart and our mind, to remember the miracles that show and express one's Hashem's oneness, and he can do anything he wants in this world. And he should, number two, he should be mishabed his heart, his soul, which is in his brain, and his heart, which represents all the desires and thoughts. And this way he's going to remember Hashem and lessen his pleasures and be fulfilling the pasuk of Leisasuach Levachim Vachayenechem. Seif Yud Aleph, the mitzvah of Yad and Rosh are not ma'akev. So if a person can't put one of the mitzvahs, for whatever reason it is, he's not able to put on, let's say, tefillin Shiyad, his rachman, his arm is amputated, etc., he still has a mitzvah to put on tefillin Shiyad Rosh. Now, there's actually a fascinating question. We'll have to leave for another time regarding a person who can't put it on himself, but his wife needs to put it on, whether he makes a bracha or not. The mice be passing the yikud. If a person is putting on the sheliyad, he says, Leniach, if he's putting on the sherosh only, he makes two brachas. And a sfaradi, he would only make one bracha. Hey, when it comes to a lefty and a righty, this is a famous question. Lehalacha, the kitzu says, this is the way most people passkin, that a person, if he's a lefty, of course, the regular lefty puts his tefillin on his right. But if a person is an ambidextrous, or basically what he does is he writes with his left, but he does everything with his right, it goes based on the writing, and therefore in such a case he's going to put tefillin on his right hand. Nevertheless, it's kedai at least once in a while to put it on his other hand too, and this way he is yotze all the shittas. Have a beautiful day.